RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And Michael Phillips is.
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
We got a basketball coach. Phil Martelli Jr. to VCU. We got a basketball coach. This will be a more substantial radio program than yesterday's radio program. Welcome aboard. Michael Phillips, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide, on the free Odyssey app. Yesterday, I think the show could basically be summarized as, hope they hire a basketball coach so we can talk about the basketball coach. Today, we got ourselves a basketball coach. VCU makes the hire last night. We'll dive into this. Phil Martelli Jr., what it means, where they go from here, and all that. We got NFL news, too, because the New York Giants have assembled what I believe is the greatest quarterback room in the history of modern football. When they invented a forward pass, what they had in mind was Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and Tommy DeVito all sharing a quarterback room. This is it. Has the NFL peaked, right? You know, we ask that every once in a while. It's so popular. Has it peaked? I just don't see any way we're gonna go higher than this. These three guys sharing one quarterback room. That's the good stuff right there. Three giveaways for you today, as well as a couple guests. We will give away tickets to go to King's Dominion. You can ride Raptera. New roller coaster experience. King's Dominion opens on Saturday. Raptera is the world's tallest and longest launched wing coaster. We will also give away tickets to go to the Richmond Open for Laughs, R-O-F-L, at the Funny Bone. That's a bracket-style elimination contest to sort out the funniest comedian in Richmond. They've been doing that on Tuesday nights. Kenny Wingle joins us at 11:15 to update us on how the Funny Bones March bracket is going. Of course, we're back on the real bracket tomorrow night as well. Zach Joachim joins us from the Richmond Times-Dispatch at 11. AWOD would be mad if I didn't say, and also Richmond.com, so I will say that. Play Chesterfield at 10:30, where we spotlight local athletes and the great things they're doing in Chesterfield County, one of our favorite segments that we look forward to every single week. So a loaded program, but we start with Phil Martelli Jr. And that's, look, everybody wanted Richard Pitino. I get that. And I understand that he was the splash hire here. I don't think this is a massive step down. I don't think this is necessarily a settled situation. Would have been nice to have Richard Pitino. Would have given him some juice. Phil Martelli Jr., there's a lot of things I like here. And there's some things I don't like here as well. So let's just dive in. Let's do the whole thing. Phil Martelli Sr. is, if you're doing like most famous coaches in college basketball history, right, if you're doing the Woodens and the Coach K's and the Dean Smiths, right, that's the top tier. He's in the second tier, right, when you go to like really famous basketball coaches. He is a really famous basketball coach, nearly 30 years, almost three decades, at St. Joseph's, Almost, you know, what, 7 NCAA tournament appearances, built that program into what it is. Very much a well-known coach. This is his son, so you got the prodigy, got the situation here. That doesn't mean the kid's going to be good, but it means he knows what he's doing. He's been around the game for a little while. Phil Martelli Jr. Is coming off of 2 years as Bryant University's head coach, small university in Rhode Island. Took them to the NCAA tournament this year as the 15 seed. Comes from a basketball family, not just his dad. His brother was at VCU as a staff member under Mike Rhodes, followed him to Penn State. So it's a familiar name. Stylistically, this is a VCU hire. You look back at what they've done, they've grabbed young assistants on their way up. Anthony Grant, Shaka Smart, Will Wade. Rhodes was not cut from that cloth. And we can sidetrack into that. Mike Rhodes was hired to stay here forever. It did not work out that way, by the way. Spoiler alert. But then you go back to the VCU way with Ryan Odom, young up-and-coming assistant, making a name for himself, moving on to bigger things, which he did. Phil Martelli Jr. isn't going to stay here forever. This isn't a let's find a guy who stays here forever hire. This is let's keep winning basketball games. And you need two things to win basketball games right now. You need a good team, a good coach, and a cohesive strategy and an approach. And that's Phil Martelli's job now, is to coach these guys up. He's a tough, hard-nosed coach. Players like playing for him. The second thing you need is connections to players, because this is the Wild West. We've chatted about it extensively. It's the Wild West right now for players. Everybody's moving every year. Everybody's in the portal. That's why I think the fact that he's bringing his dad with him, while maybe a little bit awkward, I don't know. They like each other, presumably. I think those connections are what ultimately is going to make this a good hire, make this or break this as a hire. Because they got to build a whole basketball team right now. They need a starting five. They need a sixth man. They need the works. Even the guys on the team, you got to recruit them. And by the way, maybe I wasn't clear enough on this yesterday, because yesterday I did a segment called Everybody's in the Portal, where we addressed whether or not said player is in the portal, and I thought I was pretty clear.
You were.
Everybody's in the portal.
Spoiler alert.
100% college basketball players are in the portal. Probably 98%. But that's not an exaggeration. If you're wondering, is so-and-so in the portal? Yes. Yes, they are. And I think maybe people took that as comedy or exaggeration, because people are like, hey, did you see? Did you see Michael Bell's in the portal? Did you see Luke Bamboy is in the portal? Yeah. Again, I think maybe people thought I was doing a comic bit yesterday, which I was a little bit. I know somebody who has access to the portal. And here's what they told me. Everybody's in the portal. What about, so yeah, they're in the portal. Everybody's in the portal. It's not a bit. It's real life. Everybody's in the portal. So you're recruiting the guys on your team ostensibly, as well as the guys on other people's teams. That's where having Phil Martelli Sr., who's been at Michigan, most recently took the last year off of college basketball. That's where that helps. You got to make some calls. You got to shake some trees. You got to find some basketball players and do it quickly. And do it in an environment where, again, everybody's got money right now. There's a lot of money floating around right now. Can they do it? Yeah, they can do it. You don't bet against VCU, six coaches in a row that have made the NCAA tournament. I like that he's a player's coach. I like the guys want to play for him. I like that word's going to get out. This is a good place to be, good facilities. Guys who have been to the league and been college stars come back and work out with you over the summer. All the sales pitch is there. Concerns, sure. He was at Bryant for a long time as an assistant, and he inherited the team 2 years ago when the head coach was involved in a very unfortunate hit and run accident and essentially left on the eve of the season, two games into the season, and the team rolled over and became Phil Martelli's team. Now, he's been there 2 years now. He's had two successful seasons. So I don't doubt he can coach, but this is a big boy first job. This is not a, you know, for your first mid-major slash major conference job, this is a big boy job. There will be high expectations. There will probably not be as much of a honeymoon as there should be, given the circumstances. And I'm part of that. So I'm not going to chastise anybody for that. If you have high expectations for this year's VCU team, despite there not being a VCU team at the moment, I'm not here to tell you no. That's the institution. That's what they've built. I think the other disappointing thing, this probably doesn't get you closer to the Big East. I don't think they were going to the Big East even with Richard Pitino, but that's at least a hire that says we belong at this level, right? We went and stole a mid-major coach because we're not a mid-major. Bring us to the Big East. We're ready. We can handle this. We are a national player. This is a hire that says we're a mid-major school. We find young assistants. We bring them up the pipeline. We do it. It's not good. It's not bad. Again, I don't think the Big East was calling for these guys either way. If they do, I'll go shine up Ed McLaughlin's statue that they build in front of the Stew. That's my standing offer, because that's the one thing these guys can do to give them that stability over the next decade of college basketball. I don't see it happening, but I think these guys will be right in the mix in the A-10 next year. Is he going to bring some guys from Bryant? Probably. Is he going to bring some guys from the portal? Are they going to call in some favors? Yeah. He's got to assemble a staff. This is a busy week, complicated by, this is something we haven't talked about yet. When I was making my calls tracking the planes last night, I kind of love tracking the planes. I like that part of it, figuring out who's going where they going, who are they getting, right? Because you got all the rumors flying around, and you know, 90% of them aren't true, but 10% of them are true, so you got to check out 100% of them. So checking out all the rumors. Somebody told me, this is an assistant coach right now at a college basketball program, said, watch, next week's going to be the busiest week ever for NIL deals because, as he explained it, this house settlement, the revenue sharing, the essentially the salary cap for college sports, is going to go into effect in mid-April or you know, as soon as they get everything sorted out on this. The big schools want to pay their players before the monitoring starts, before the accountability starts. So any contracts they sign next week, they don't have to report to the new authorities, the new governing bodies. So that he said, big week coming next week. By the way, next week is the lead up to the Final Four. What an insane sport. What an insane sport. We have a lead up to what I believe will be one of the better Final Fours of the last decade. Hey, we'll cry our tears for the mid-majors, but dang if we're not going to have a really good Final Four coming out of this weekend. Lead up to one of the great Final Fours of the decade, and there's going to be crazy NIL deals happening every single day. MVCU's got to get in and participate in that quickly. So big hurdles. Obviously, we'll keep you posted on all the developments, of course, when he gets to Richmond. We'll have him on the air. We'll have him on the fan. We'll meet Phil Martelli Jr., new VCU basketball coach. Should be a fun ride. Next coach up. We've seen a few of them. They keep coming. We keep staying right here covering them. They keep winning. Expectations will be high. Phil Martelli Jr. coming to Richmond as VCU's new basketball coach. We'll dive deeper on that. You hear from Tom Izzo on him. We'll hear from him. We'll do all that in the next couple days. Get you introduced to Phil Martelli Jr. Right now, we'll step aside, take our first break. Off and running on the Wednesday show. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Mike, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Getting you introduced to a new VCU basketball coach, Phil Martelli Jr., takes over with the Rams. That's the news. Came out last night. I deliberately didn't mention Richard Pitino too much in the first segment. I know I didn't hit him 0%. But there's a segment of the fan base. I'm not mad at y'all. I love y'all because you keep us in business. Who are going to be disappointed by this because they didn't get Richard Pitino. I think it's a reality check. He went to a Big East school, and this isn't a Big East school yet. Would love for it to be one. you don't change. I'm not saying don't get your hopes up when you hear about these things. Don't change. Have high expectations. That's what drives this program forward. That's what drives the fan base forward. That's what pushes everybody towards excellence. But also, now, in the light of mourning, it's time to rally around our guy. Phil Martelli Jr. is the coach now, and you got to set aside any "I wish we'd gotten fill in the blanks," right? Yeah, well, and I disagreed on Russell Turner. I think he would have been a nice hire. Doesn't matter. We rally around Phil Martelli Jr. now because he will be given the resources to succeed here. He will be given the opportunity to succeed at VCU because they have the facilities, because they have the NIL investment, because they have the reputation, they have the brand name, and because we're in a great recruiting spot for players. And believe it or not, in a good conference as well. Not a great conference, and certainly a flawed conference. But don't let anybody tell you it's a crap conference. You get to play Dayton. You get to play George Mason. You get to play Loyola. You get to play St. Louis, which is on the come up right now. The access to the tournament is unquestionably worse than it's ever been. And needs reform and needs immediate reform. I'm not going to pretend otherwise. The A-10's access to the NCAA tournament has arguably never been worse. And what a swing that's been over the last 9 months. You start with a situation where Seth Greenberg's at A-10 Media Day running his mouth, the conference is going to get five bids. You end it with a one-bid league, and if VCU had lost, they would have been jobbed out of a spot in the tournament. That's not good. That's not sustainable. But a lot of that is happening above the A-10's head. And I will be the first to criticize the A-10 has not been reactionary enough. You look at what the Mountain West has done. They have positioned themselves very well to withstand these changes to keep their reputation. The A-10 has not done that. It is still a good basketball conference with good games. They have a high national profile in the big markets that you need. That's the bottom line on the A-10. And so Phil Martelli Jr. joins a good situation at VCU. It's a spot where you can win and win quickly, but certainly not without its expectations as well. Six coaches in a row that have made the NCAA basketball tournament. If he's not the seventh, fans are going to get grumbly quickly because that's what fans do. That's y'all's job out there as the fans. We're going to play Chesterfield on the other side of the break, 10:45. We'll take your calls if you want to weigh in. Phil Martelli Jr., new coach of the VCU Rams basketball team. The carousel has stopped spinning. We played musical chairs. We have a guy sitting in a chair. There will be basketball next year at the Stew. You'll hear it right here. Play Chesterfield on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Big day as VCU has a new basketball coach. It's Phil Martelli Jr. He is the son of Phil Martelli Sr. You didn't need me to tell you that, but I'll do it anyway. We've run the numbers. They check out. Who is the legendary coach at St. Joseph's, where the Hawk never dies, led them to seven NCAA tournament appearances in his time there. Phil Martelli Jr. coming to us by way of Bryant University in Rhode Island, which we heard of when they made the NCAA tournament. Yeah, sometimes you just have the weird coincidence things in life, right? The Lincoln and Kennedy, and Lincoln had a secretary named Kennedy, and Kennedy had a secretary named Lincoln. You know, those things. There were two coaches, by all public accounts considered for this VCU job. Both of them, the sons of famous coaches, both of them lost to Michigan State last weekend in the NCAA tournament. Was it meant to be? I guess so. That's the only conclusion I can come to. More on Phil Martelli in a second, but we have a chase for greatness going on. And by the way, as the casuals jump in on the OV chase for history, anytime he gets like an empty net goal or like kind of a cheapie or whatever, it's like, oh, they're just padding the stats, they're just giving him the record. How about like a legit bona fide tie the game in the third period against the other best team in hockey goal? How about that?
Coming back near wall. The tie up in the hash mark. Protas weak side. Ovechkin! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores from the left dot! This game is tied! And Ovechkin picks one up here in Winnipeg! It's goal 8-8-9! He needs 5 to tie! He needs 6 to break! Wayne Gretzky's all-time record! An electrifying moment here in downtown Winnipeg! Ovechkin draws one closer! It is 2-2 here at Canada Life Center!
By the way, that's... how high does that go on the list of most electrifying moments in downtown Winnipeg history? Because, not to dunk on our friends in Winnipeg, but I can't imagine the list of electrifying moments in downtown Winnipeg history is an extensive one. Spring break capital of Manitoba, Winnipeg. I mean, Ovechkin scoring a goal to chase history, that's immediately like he may be on the water tower before he leaves Winnipeg. We can't rule it out. Ovechkin chasing history, 5 to tie, 6 to get it, 12 to go this season. We're really, really close. He's averaging about a goal every two games, and that would put him exactly there in the final game of the season. You wonder how this is going to go. It's history. We're tracking it. We're chasing it. We're loving it. We're celebrating. I believe, and we'll do this more extensively on days when VCU doesn't hire Phil Martelli Jr. I believe when he gets the record, he becomes the greatest athlete in the history of Washington, D.C. sports. I don't say that lightly. I know who it is going in. We'll do the whole list someday. It may or may not be who you think I think it is, but I know who it is. It's history. It's an all-time mark that he's going to have for a really long time, if not forever, taking it from the bona fide greatest player ever to play. Here's the gnawing fear in the back of my head as we chase history with Ovechkin. The gnawing fear in the back of my head is he's going to do this in the last game or the last couple of games, which he's on pace for, and they're going to be shot going into the playoffs. Because anytime you do one of these things, there is so much hype around it, as there deserves to be. This deserves to be fully celebrated as one of the great achievements in D.C. sports history and hockey history, in sports history. And yet, there's going to be so much pressure and hype and attention around this. Are we going to hit the point where they reach the playoffs? They're a really good team. They could win the Stanley Cup. They're not favorites to win the Stanley Cup, but they could win the Stanley Cup. Are they going to hit adversity in the first round and just not have anything left in the tank? That's the fear. Part of me also says, get him close, rest him. Let's do it next year to start the year. That's not how he thinks, I promise you that. He's coming for it. It'd be nice to just get a nice hat-trick three-goal night, put this thing away here in this sporting window where we've got time to talk about it, Martelli news notwithstanding, obviously, a little bit of time to absorb and talk about it. But man, this is a good hockey team. They end up losing 3-2 to Winnipeg last night, but they're going to be, unless something crazy happens, they're going to be the one seed in the East going into this year's Stanley Cup playoffs. All right. We've got Kings Dominion tickets. We'll give them away at the end of the segment, but I want to play this clip because we've been talking about it all week. you know this person or you know the person who knows this person?
I know the person who knows this person.
Good enough.
Close enough.
Standards aren't high around here. We'll take anything. ABC, Channel 8, you hear Matt DiNardo giving us the forecast every now and then. They got to go ride Raptera, and she rode it live on TV. This is great television, as they say. This is the stuff regional Emmys are made of.
Hey, Allison, I see you all strapped in and ready to go.
Autumn and Delaney, we are strapped in. We're ready to go whenever it starts. There have been people riding this all morning. When it goes by, Jeff, the ground literally shakes, and I'm so excited to ride this.
Oh, yeah. It's a fantastic ride. It is ground-shaking, it is earth-shattering, and it is fun all around.
Oh, my gosh. And it turns upside down a few times. I've never done anything like this on live television before, so I'm so excited.
You're about to go upside down on live television three times. Prepare yourself.
Okay.
We're going to hit a top speed of 65 miles an hour on this launch, and our top height is going to be 145 feet. We're awesome. Right out of the gate. Are you ready?
Yes. We have everyone's favorite cameraman, Howie Williams, is right behind me. He got to ride it, too. He's even more excited than I am. So.
All right. Don't let it catch you by surprise.
Okay. Oh, my God.
65 miles an hour in 4 seconds. 145 feet over the midway. Diving down. Are you with me, Allison? First inversion, Allison. Dive blues going back to the ground. Woo. And now we're hitting our S turns going back over the midway. Say hi to everyone at home. Second inversion, corkscrew. All right, get ready to go out of your seat. Airtime Hill. Whoa.
I can hear Howie screaming behind me. Howie.
Our barrel roll our back turn back to the station.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
How was the first time?
That's more exciting than I've ever been for anything in my whole life.
Seriously.
was she actually that excited to do it, or was she cranking it up for TV?
I don't know. I think my favorite part is him, like, narrating. He's like, next corkscrew, here we go.
That's his job. Yeah. He professional roller coaster narrator. That's a job. You got to train for that, I think, legitimately. Because I couldn't do that.
How do you speak and ride the roller coaster?
Right. It's basically you have to ride it enough that it does not affect you to be riding it.
Yeah.
He's flipped upside down. He's flying at 100 miles an hour.
His brain is a milkshake, but he can get out what's happening.
He's got his sentences. He's got his lines. He gets them out. That's talent.
That's Raptera.
I bet he does that all over the world. Like, I think that's a very specialized skill set.
It has to be a special skill.
It's got to be. I don't have that talent. Middle of a roller coaster, if you could just be on TV now and... Because she's contributing what I would expect for her to contribute in this moment, which is... Ah!
Yeah.
That's
what's expected of her.
I don't think I'm a verbal screamer on roller coasters, but I promise you it's my internal dialogue.
Yeah.
What did we sign up for here? Wait a second.
It's shocking.
It's kind of fun, but I cannot assemble thoughts at the moment. He's got fully assembled thoughts.
He's
narrating for the home audience.
Here it comes. Next corkscrew, inversion two.
How many times do you have to ride it to get that good at it? Because he's probably just the day before, he's just riding it all day, right?
Oh, my God.
That'd mess me up. I think I'd get sick.
Definitely.
I don't think I could ride it that many times to be ready for that moment.
They're like, you ready? It's like, I can't do it again. Please don't make me do it again.
You got to be ready.
I can't.
You got to be ready. Those are the rules. You got to be ready for sure. We got all sorts of giveaways today. 11:15, we're going to check in with the Funny Bone. Kenny Wingle drops by. They're doing a bracket contest to find Richmond's funniest comedian. And we'll give out tickets to go see the shows out at the Funny Bone in Short Pump. Zach Joachim joins us here in a few to talk about Phil Martelli. As we introduce him to you, I want to play... This is from the tournament. So when I say I'm underwhelmed by the coaching experience, 2 years at Bryant, 1 year where it wasn't his team, he took over right on the edge of the season when the head coach at the time was involved in a hit-and-run accident, had to leave the team. He's got one season as a head coach. That's underwhelming. When I say the connections are great, The connections are great. That's the part you celebrate this morning, because he's got to assemble a team from scratch. Cue the John Calipari line, right? I met the team. There is no team. There is no team right now. He's got to make a team and make that team win the A-10 here in the span of a couple months. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, the word in college basketball right now is you got to do it next week so that you can get these contracts done before you have to turn them into the clearinghouse and they get monitored. So there's huge urgency here. That's why I love the connections. I mentioned Bryant lost to Michigan State in the NCAA tournament. Here is Michigan State coach Tom Izzo. The day before that game, he was asked about his longstanding ties with the Martelli family.
Yeah, his damn dad is in my locker room right now, you know, and thank God he brought his wife with him, so there's a little joy in the locker room. But Apfel's been a good friend, you know, not forever. We became good friends in a short period of time and working on some of these crazy things that are going on in college basketball. And I have incredible respect for him and both his sons, you know. I know got into it. Jimmy's at Penn State, so he's in our league. And, of course, Philip has done an incredible job. I mean, the job he's done there in 2 years is remarkable. And I think he's destined for stardom. And, you know, we have a lot of concerns. He's got a unique team with their size and everything, but they play hard. You know, I built my team on playing hard and rebounding well. They rebound the ball really well. They play really hard.
That's Tom Izzo. Destined for stardom, the phrase there, about Phil Martelli Jr. Knows the family, knows well. So Jimmy Martelli is Phil's brother. He was the director of basketball operations under Mike Rhodes here at VCU. So we already got some family ties. He took off to Penn State with Mike Rhodes when he left, but certainly can give a scouting report on what it's like to be here. Jimmy got caught up in, if you remember, the Rutgers scandal a few years ago, where the coach was basically, you know, allegedly abusing the players during practice, and ESPN got film of it. In that, ESPN said they had tape of Jimmy doing it too, but they didn't show the tape. They just showed the head coach. So he kind of got, not blacklisted, but set back in his coaching deals. But now he's back. He's with Mike Rhodes. He's at Penn State. Phil wasn't involved in that at all. Neither Phil was involved in that at all. But lots of family ties here. And right when you've got a Coach Izzo level guy saying, yeah, I like this guy, I like CM Moran, he's going to have connections. He's going to be able to make phone calls. He's going to be able to get some basketball players here to Richmond. And I think that's as important as the X's and O's. He'll be judged on the X's and O's too. I remember a coach here who was really, really good at connecting and motivating players and was not a great in-game coach. And he took these guys to the Final Four. So as profiles of coaches go, you can't be mad about that. It's worked here before. I want to pick Zach Joachim's brain about this. We'll do that on the other side. Hour number two of MP on the Mic. Before we get there, it's time. Let's give away some tickets. Four-pack of tickets to ride Raptera at King's Dominion. Conquer the skies during spring break on the all-new Raptera, the world's tallest and longest launched wing coaster. King's Dominion opens this weekend. Get your tickets at kingsdominion.com today, or be our first caller. Here's the number, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. We are back with more MP on the Mic right after this. You're listening to 910.
Zach's on the line. We'll get to Zach in a second. We have, you know, as all the dominoes fall, the University of Maryland president this morning said, we have a big announcement today. Stay tuned. Obviously, Kevin Willard's floating in the breeze. From the official University of Maryland account here, now announcing Maryland's 2025 commencement speaker, Kermit the Frog. That is an epic troll job. Epic troll job. Also, what a great commencement speaker. I would take Kermit the Frog over an actual human any day.
Any day. Human.
Great commencement speaker poll. Zach Joachim joins us on Wednesdays. What a great Wednesday to have Zach on, because he is covering VCU sports for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And as our guy Awad would point out, I must say, he is also at richmond.com. Zach, good morning. Did you get sleep last night?
Kermit or Elmo would be at the top of my list of commencement speakers. Would be very excited for both of them. I did not get a whole lot of sleep last night, but happy new coach day, MP.
Give me like an Oscar the Grouch, just like trashing the real world for 30 minutes. Like, you graduated. Yeah. Let me tell you what it's like. Do you enjoy waking up at 10 and wearing sweatpants? It's over. It's over. Never again. Give me a Muppet over a person any day of the week. New coach
degrees mean nothing anymore.
New coach day. Obviously not a coincidence. Richard Pitino announces he's going to Xavier, and then minutes later the word comes across it's Phil Martelli Jr. Give me your initial reaction and thoughts to Phil Martelli Jr., VCU basketball head coach.
It was a wild day yesterday, wasn't it? If you frequent the VCU social medias or the message boards or anything, they were burning down last night. I think it's clear that VCU went after Pitino for a while, right? Martelli is a fascinating hire. You're right that the timing is certainly not coincidental there. Everything broke, what was it, between about 10 and 11 p.m. last night. But Martelli obviously deep roots throughout the college basketball landscape. His dad was a St. Joseph's coach for a long time. Those VCU St. Joseph's games are going to be wild next year. So I'm excited for those. I'm sure I'm going to go to Hagen Arena in Philadelphia, and that'll be a fun atmosphere. His brother Jimmy was on Mike Rhodes' staff in his time at VCU. So there's extensive connections with VCU here, familiarity between the Martellis and the program. They have connections throughout the college basketball landscape. I think it's fascinating. He was successful at Bryant. He's climbed the coaching ladder over his career, was one of the youngest D1 assistants right out of college. And he had a successful playing career at St. Joseph's, too, was on those teams in the early 2000s under his dad that were really successful and was a captain there. And Bryant made the NCAA tournament last year, went 23-12, America East Conference Championship, NCAA tournament berth. They were a 15 seed. They lost to number 2 Michigan State in the first round. So this seems so VCU, doesn't it? A young up-and-coming coach that's really climbing the ranks. His teams play tough, man. And so from a VCU culture standpoint, this isn't exactly the Shaka tree, but I think this is a hire that's more synonymous with what you expect out of Ed McLaughlin and VCU than Ryan Odom was, right? So I think it's exciting. It sounds like he's bringing his dad on staff, which is fascinating, and it's going to be awesome to have both of them here. And generally, from what I've seen around the fan base, people are pretty excited about this. And it was not on my bingo card, by the way. I'll be the first to say that. I did a list last week of possible head coaching candidates, did not have Phil Martelli on there, and I didn't hear his name until yesterday, earlier in the day when rumblings started to come out that it wasn't Pitino and that Ed had pivoted to another option. So this kind of came out of nowhere, because it makes a lot of sense as far as a hiring background for VCU goes, but this was not on my initial list, and it was not on a lot of people's initial list.
And coaches are braver than we are, Zach. I mean, the job you inherit here, the expectations are immense. 6 coaches in a row making the NCAA tournament, sold out crowds, many nights for conference play in the A-10. It's not an easy league. And also, you walk into the room for a team meeting, and nobody's going to be sitting there tomorrow. This is a big job here. How does he take the bites at the apple, get between here and fielding a competitive team in November when we tip off the ball?
My impression is he's meeting with the players today. What players remain for VCU? Obviously, you have 5 graduate players move on, and I'm sure some guys will follow Ryan Odom. I think that this is an exciting hire in the sense that it has connections with the VCU coaching tree, right? And perhaps you can retain Darius Theus and Bradford Burgess. Now, I know there have been rumblings of perhaps Joey Rodriguez joining the staff. And so that would be cool if we can have, both the Martellis, and then you bring on a VCU staff that has, a lot of lineage in terms of former black and gold players. And maybe then you can hang on to a Brandon Jennings that I know a lot of people want to build the future of this program around. Then maybe you can hang on to a Silas Barksdale, who's a recruit from Woodside that a lot of people are excited about coming in next year. And so I think that culturally, this will be a VCU staff that is more synonymous with past staffs, even than Ryan Odom's was. At Bryant, man, he played the portal really well. From what I hear, they had NIL resources that were significantly above the rest of the America East, and he used them to great effect. And so it's obviously a big step up in conference, but I think in terms of how Bryant compares to the rest of the America East, is comparable to how VCU compares to the rest of the A-10. He's going to have to hit the portal hard, and he talked about that. Have you watched his post-game press conference from the Michigan State game the other day? If you're a VCU fan and you haven't seen that yet and you want an introduction to who Phil Martelli Jr. is, go watch that because it's awesome. He got emotional talking about his family, had really an extended family and his wife and his kids at the NCAA tournament game, and it was really touching. And he comes across as a super genuine human being that I'm really excited to work with and be able to talk to in press conferences. And so there was a portion of that press conference that I think will you know, get you in your feels a little bit and get you excited for the human being that you're getting. And there's also a portion of that press conference that will get you excited about how Martelli knows how to work the portal, right? He talked about, you know, we've already, even before they played that NCAA tournament game, they're looking around at options in the portal, what they can bring in next year to the program at Bryant. And obviously he's shifting programs now, but this is a guy, a young coach who understands the modern college basketball landscape and is going to have significant NIL resources at VCU compared to the rest of the A-10. I think he's going to know how to use them well.
He's got good guidance in that regard as well. You got the merging of both worlds, the VCU and the St. Joseph's. Rodney the Ram's going to have to flap his wings for the entirety of games starting
what
immediately.
What will the Hawks do?
Rodney will never die. We'll merge all the traditions. Zach Joachim, Richmond Times-Dispatch, joins us. On the breaking news last night and into this morning, Phil Martelli Jr. will be the new coach at VCU basketball. You mentioned the challenge of, you know, recruiting guys, retaining guys. Zeb Jackson, that's been a question mark as well. Do we know, can Zeb Jackson come back next year?
We don't know yet. Obviously, there have been murmurings throughout the VCU community about perhaps could there be an extra year of eligibility. He only played, I think it was 4 games in his sophomore year at Michigan. There's not a definitive answer on that front yet, but I think there's still a smidge of hope held out for a Zeb Jackson return. And man, how huge would that be if you could build this program around a really experienced college basketball player that's got a VCU tattoo on his knee, you know, that has really come to love this program since transferring from Michigan. That would be enormous. Another cornerstone that I think you hope for is Brandon Jennings, obviously, right? He entered the portal. Entering the portal does not mean you're leaving. They didn't know who their coach was, right? So I don't think you can blame him and Michael Bell and Luke Van Boye and Martin Carrer for entering the portal earlier this week. Those other three guys I would expect to go with Ryan Odom because Ryan Odom recruited them, and they don't have ties to VCU outside of Odom's recruitment. So if he wants them with him at UVA, I would expect those guys to follow. But, man, if you could retain Brandon Jennings, I think that would be enormous for the future of this program. Obviously a kid that was at St. Christopher's and a lot of people around here love. So that's what I'm looking at. Man, if you could bring someone like Zeb back, then that would be enormous. Obviously Martelli will want to go out and get some experience in the portal to add to the young pieces that you're building around here, presumably try and hang on to Fats Billups, who's already stayed through one coaching transition. Maybe Christian Furman as well. That would be a great experienced big that you could build around for next year. So I think there's some pieces that start to, you know, constitute cornerstones of a roster for next year. But a lot of this team is going to be built through the portal. Who knows if you'll be able to hang on to Silas Barksdale or Jordan Tillery, the incoming recruits for this program. Again, I think retaining Bradford Burgess and Darius Theus would be enormous in that regard. So that's probably priority number one for Martelli, is trying to figure out what his staff looks like and what guys he can retain so that they can then help him sort out what the players are going to look like in terms of personnel next year.
It's not an unreasonable number of decisions to have to make. It's just an unreasonable time frame to have to do it in, to essentially be in a new place, move into a new office, evaluate guys you don't know, and decide who's on your staff here in the span of about 24 hours so you can get into the portal window and start attacking this. There is no other sport in America, probably in the world, that runs its free agency wall. The sport is still playing its most important games of the year. I will never, ever, ever understand this, Zach, why they can't just open the portal the day after the national title game instead of right now in the middle of the tournament.
Nor will I. Tom Izzo talked about that the other day, and I noticed that as I was looking at the post-game press conferences for Martelli and Izzo after that Bryant-Michigan State game, and Izzo had some strong words about that, and many coaches around the college basketball landscape have had strong words about it. Many journalists around the college basketball landscape feel like it's dumb, right? I mean, this puts undue pressure on the players and the coaches to have kids trying to make these decisions. I felt for all the VCU players earlier this week, right? I mean, how can you blame them for entering the portal when they don't know who their coach is going to be next year at this program? That seems unfair to the kids. It seems unfair to the coaches, too, that you've just gone through this emotional high of playing in the NCAA tournament and you're Phil Martelli, and you've got to turn around and uproot your family now and move to Richmond, and all the while be trying to communicate with kids, with coaches, operate the portal. This all moves. I mean, we all love We Sleep in May, right? Like, shout out Rothstein. That's all well and good. It's fun and stuff. But people need some sleep, man. And I feel for athletics administration, too, right? I mean, you know, Ed and everyone at VCU, I don't know how much they've slept in the last week. You had an NCAA tournament game. I'm sure Ryan Odom hasn't slept very much. And all of a sudden, he's going to Virginia a couple of days later. And then you're scrambling, trying to find your new coach, and kids are entering the portal. We need to slow down this timetable a little bit and making it so that the portal doesn't open until April, until after the national championship game, I think would do a lot for everyone, from players to coaches to people in administration and journalists, MP, and journalists. We would get more sleep, too. That'd be nice.
I'll take it. Just excessively reasonable, their proposal by Zach Joachim. I'll take the sleep anytime I can get it. We will see each other at an introductory press conference soon. We'll have you back on next week if you don't mind, as we get all the movements and the comings and goings. And until then, of course, Zach's work is at Richmond.com, Richmond Times Dispatch. Never a dull moment on the VCU beat, and certainly not last night. Phil Martelli Jr. to VCU. Zach, look forward to seeing you soon.
We sleep in May. I'll see you on Thursday, my friend.
See you on Thursday. We'll sleep in May. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Good morning, MP on the
FM.
Mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Your home for VCU basketball in Richmond, now under new management. Phil Martelli Jr., new coach for VCU. We'll get back to him and his introduction momentarily. But right now, we got to check in with the Funny Bone out in Short Pump, because the Funny Bone is running Richmond's Open for Laughs tournament to find out who is the funniest comedian in Richmond. And our guy Kenny Wingle is on the line right now to share about that. And at the end of the segment, we'll give you the chance to win a table for four out of the Funny Bone to watch the tournament each of the next couple of weeks. Kenny, good morning. How's it going?
Hey, doing great, MP. How you doing?
I feel great. Tell us about what you got cooking out there at the Funny Bone.
Well, we've got the Raffle Madness Comedy Tournament. We started with 32 comedians a couple weeks ago, and we are down to our the hilarious eight. So we've done a couple rounds already. We've got eight comedians competing. They're going to battle it out over the next two shows, and the winner's going to win $2,000.
That's better than March Madness.
They
don't give them. They just give them a trophy, and they get to cut down the net. You're going with the $2,000. I'd rather have that than a net.
Oh yeah, and they get a nice little championship belt. But I like the net piece of that. We might need to hang that up. Or do we cut the mic cord, MP? is that legal?
We'll have a ceremonial cutting of the mic cord when we have a winner in the in the raffle tournament. What do you have to do? Are they doing stand up? Are they competing? Is it thumb wrestling? What are we doing here?
No, it's a straight stand up. So they started first couple rounds. They did 4 minutes. Now that we're in the hilarious eight on April 1st, each of the eight comedians will do 7 minutes of comedy. So it's bracket style, just like the March Madness. And then the audience, actually, it's interactive. They vote right on the spot. So the two comedians go up, perform their 7 minutes. We ask the audience to scan a QR code, submit who they think won, and we announce the winner right there, and they move on to the next round. So it's been a few wild shows. Goes by really quickly, but there's a ton of laughs, and everybody has a great time.
That's awesome to hear. Kenny Wingle joining us from the Funny Bone, where they're running that tournament on Tuesdays here for the next couple weeks out at the Funny Bone. And is it local folks, I would imagine? Is this local talent?
A lot of it is, but we've had folks from Harrisburg, PA, from Virginia Beach, from the Roanoke area. So really all around Richmond, and then stretched out a little bit into North Carolina and the DMV area.
Excellent. Are you competing?
No, I'm just hosting.
That's fair. That's fair. It wouldn't be right otherwise. Do you get a vote though?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We do have a couple judges, a couple guest judges that are let's call it OGs in the Richmond game that are up doing big things. We had Dwayne White from Northern Virginia. He just released his special on Amazon. His comedy special called A Boy Named Shannon. So he was there judging for us last night. Patrice DeVoe, who's a well-known comedian around Richmond, she's been helping us out, Apple Brown Betty. So we've got some guest judges to have fun. MP, you can come out and judge one of these shows too, man.
Oh, that sounds dangerous. All right, I like that. We'll make this. Your next one, I noticed, is on April 1st. That's an April Fool's Day show. That is a day for the true amateur comedians right there.
Exactly. Every April 1st, you have to do a comedy show. If you don't have a comedy show on April 1st, what are you doing?
Kenny Wingle joins us from the Funny Bone. We do the other March Madness around here. You do a bracket? Are you busted yet?
My bracket's terrible. I'm a big Michigan fan, so I rode them out. I mean, they're still alive, but I've got the possible Michigan State matchup coming, but my bracket was terrible.
Does the Tom Izzo love bother you? He gets a ton of hype this time of year.
Well, it's legit, right? I think there was some point that he had over a 20-year span where if you were a senior at Michigan State, you ended up in the Final Four. So I think it's legit for Izzo.
Right.
And this might be his year.
It might be. We'll allow it this year. It's a really good Sweet 16 for sure this weekend. It'll be fun to watch the games this weekend. And, of course, we'll air those right here on 910 The Fan as we check in with our guy Kenny Wingle down at the Funny Bone. So give everybody the details here. It's the Richmond Open for Laughs tournament. And we got two more of these. Is that correct?
That's correct. Raffle Madness. We've got April 1st will be the Hilarious Eight. We'll cut it down to four, and then on April 8th, right in between the Final Four days, we will have the Funny Final Four. So at that point, we will have the audience vote for who they think. So the brackets kind of go away for the last one. So the Funny Final Four, you'll just let us know who you think is the funniest out of the Final Four. There are prizes for second, third, and fourth place. Still money involved there, but the grand finale will be on April 8th at 7 o'clock at the Funny Bone. MP, I know I get to run into Trey Wilson a lot, and I tell him between you and him, I grew up on Ernie Harwell. So listening to you guys on the radio doing the Squirrels game is just phenomenal.
We need Trey out there doing stand up. When's Trey going to come do stand up?
Let's get Trey out there. Now, I know his other hobby, because I run into him sometimes, because I know he likes to collect sports cards, and I'm sitting here looking at the inaugural season set of the Richmond Flying Squirrels baseball cards from 2010, and that made me think of Trey, because our sponsors, each one of our sponsors is actually tied into a region, so we've got four sponsors, and they're all sports cards and collectibles places. So we've got Graybo's, which I know you're friends of, Graybo's and Parlay, 3 Point RVA, and then Bangers Cards and Collectibles out in Mechanicsville. They've all come together with the comedy community and the sports cards community, so we mix that all together just to have a fun event. So,
oh, we love that. Parlay's had the VCU watch parties this year. Great to see the Richmond community showing up and showing out for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, I need you to do one more thing for me, Kenny, here before we let you go. You got to pick a number between 1 and 3. Not a trick question.
5. Well, 1 and 3. Who's the only number in between 1 and 3?
All right, we'll take the second caller. The number to call and win, if you want to go see this show on either April 1st or April 8th, that's the next two Tuesdays. Tell us which one you want tickets to. Give us a call right now, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. We'll send you and three of your friends out to the Funny Bone to go watch the Richmond Raffle Madness Comedy Tournament. Kenny Wingle making things happen out at the Funny Bone. Thanks for making some time for us this morning.
Thanks, MP. Have a great day.
Awesome. You too.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Yeah, be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You can always find us worldwide on the free Odyssey app. That's where you'll find VCU coach Phil Martelli Jr. when he gets introduced as a member of the Rams. We'll await the official details on that as he gets to Richmond. Meets with the players, meets with the team, and then meets with the media and the fans at his introductory press conference. We will, of course, air that for you. When it happens, stick with your home of the Rams in Richmond, 910 The Fan, as we start another era of VCU basketball. We do the stages of grieving every year, and we've moved on to the hope, the optimism, the confidence that the last six made the NCAA tournament. Here we go. Phil Martelli Jr., see if we can make it a nice, neat seven as he takes over in Richmond. I want to get back to Phil Martelli in a second. I have plenty to say about him and his background and how he'll fit in here, a lot of which we covered on the show already. But we have to make time today for the New York Giants quarterback room, because I don't know if this is a good quarterback room, but this is, if they don't get Hard Knocks, there is no justice in this world. As of yesterday, here's what we've got. The Giants signed Russell Wilson, a 1-year deal, $10.5 million guaranteed, could double that by hitting incentives, so worth up to $21 million, presumably jumps to the front of the line to be the Giants starter. We have three quarterbacks now in the New York Giants quarterback room. Russell Wilson, he's from Richmond. I love him. He's a little bit crazy, in a good way, but in a crazy way. He's good for content, and I would imagine he will be in New York, and we'll see how he deals with the New York media, because that will be its own thing. Number two, Jameis Winston, who is probably the most memed quarterback of the last decade, will be the backup for the Giants. And then your third quarterback in that room is Tommy DeVito, who's got his own story. And, of course, his agent, Sean Stellato, who is his own character. We've got, this may be the greatest content quarterback room of all time. Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and Tommy DeVito, all in New York, quarterbacks for the New York Giants this season. By the way, it's not unthinkable, after all that, that they could draft Shedeur Sanders. That is not out of play. You could have a four-quarterback room with Shedeur Sanders, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, and Tommy DeVito. It's almost too good at that point. It's too many quotable guys. They have to be on Hard Knocks. They have to be on Hard Knocks. It's the only way. The NFL has kind of taken a back seat over the last couple of weeks, but that's how you come roaring back in a big way. I'm curious about Russell Wilson. How's he going to deal with the New York media? Because he's played in two of the softer NFL cities to date, Seattle and Denver. That's not how things roll in New York. He's on a team that has pretty brutally underachieved the last couple of years, and the cupboard's fairly bare there. He'll have some weapons, though, and if there's a thing they were lacking, it was a leader, and that dude's a leader. Say whatever you will about Russ, that dude's a leader. He is a leader of men. He can lead a football team. He can get after it. So we'll see what happens in New York. I don't know if they'll be good, but I can guarantee you right here on March 26th,
They will be interesting. That is for sure. They will be an interesting team next year. Russell Wilson joins the New York Giants. We have a little bit of movement out there in the NFL world. Not a ton. Commanders largely laying low. I think their next moves will be here as we get ready for the draft, the pre-draft stuff. And then, you know, the guys who fall through the cracks or get cut after the draft, there's always that second wave. It'll be here before we know it. But the big news today, of course, Phil Martelli Jr. joining the VCU as its head basketball coach. And your pros and cons here, I think, lay out pretty neatly. The pros, this dude's going to be able to recruit his butt off. One, players really like him. And he's a star, a rising star. He's got great connections. He's going to be able to hit the portal. He's got relationships with Power 5 coaches to send him the players who they've got who aren't getting playing time. I think he'll be able to recruit a great roster. The unknowns, how is he as a coach? Not a ton of experience. 2 years at Bryant, 1 year with a group that wasn't his team through the offseason. That's a sparse resume. But on the other hand, acquiring talent is the name of the game right now in college basketball, and he seems exceptionally well prepared for it. And VCU seems to be willing to spend with the big boys to make it happen. So all of that plays into everything that happens next at VCU. Zach mentioned it, Phil Martelli. We referenced it earlier. He was asked about his family and his ties and all of those sentimental things after the NCAA tournament, and his answer is very long but very good. So let's go ahead and play that for you in its entirety right now.
Matt Carvalho, 990 WBOB. Coach, we know you're a big family guy. Can you just speak on what the role your family was getting here and how much they meant to you in getting to this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's special. It's special to have done it on their side, watching my father, and now on this side. It's unique. You get to see both perspectives. There's not a lot of times where you can see both perspectives. And, you know, to have my parents here, to have my brother here, and my nieces, to have my brother-in-law here, my nephew. My cousin delayed her trip to Disney, and she's a Disney nut. She changed her whole trip to come here, fly here. They're driving to Buffalo, flying out of Buffalo to Orlando. I don't know that I would have done that for her, but it's very much appreciated. My in-laws being here, and then my wife, Megan, my son, Philip, my daughter, Mara, my son, Nathan. For them to get to experience what I experienced around the same ages. They've sacrificed a lot. This is not an easy journey for any of us, but especially not on the families. And Megan doesn't get as much of a pass because she knew what she signed up for. The kids, they didn't sign up for this. Megan knew. Megan was a great player. She's a coach. She's the daughter of a coach. She knows what this life is like. Now, she probably didn't know exactly what this life was like, me taking her to Niagara Falls for a couple years and then to Delaware and then being in Philly and then being here. But the kids, like, they, you know, they live and die, you know, they live and die. And I know what that's like. And I know what it's like to watch your father succeed. I know what it's like to watch him fail. And how hard that is. And so my family's everything to me. And I've always said this, like, if there was a day where Megan said, I can't do this anymore, we have to stop, I would stop. And all she's ever done is pushed me and supported me and given me everything she possibly could that I could never give back. I could never give it back, what she's given to me.
As Phil Martelli Jr., he's the new basketball coach at VCU, with a emotional answer there about his family and what they've meant to him. And rings true. He knows what his kids are going through. Because he's one of the few who went through it as a kid. He was the son of Phil Martelli Sr., a legendary coach at St. Joseph's, who had the ups, had the downs, had all of it in a two-decade run there with the Hawks. And seven NCAA tournament appearances, certainly the best coach, one of the best coaches in the A-10, one of the legendary coaches in the A-10, as that league continued to evolve. And he knows what it's like to be in this spotlight, to be in this moment. And here he is. It's all coming at VCU, and it all comes really fast because he's got to assemble his staff. He's got to assemble players, and everybody's racing against this April 7th deadline here that we'll talk about in a second. But right now, he's got to pack everybody up and move them because that's the life of a coach's kid. He doesn't know that as much because Martelli was such a mainstay at St. Joseph's. But his son, basketball player, there's a video of him. Tom Izzo chatted with him for a while on the practice day, which was cool. We played Tom Izzo, had some very nice things to say about the younger Martelli earlier in the show. We played that for you. The family ties, the commitment, you can hear there why guys love playing for him. He's authentic and he's real, and there's lots of ways to be authentic and real. That's one of them. Will Wade, love him or hate him, is authentic and he's real. He is who he is, right? It's a different style of real. But what you hear is this is a guy who connects with players, who players are going to love playing for. Can he coach in the game? We'll find out. That's what we're all waiting to find out. You don't bet against Ed McLaughlin. You don't bet against a VCU basketball hire. The infrastructure is here for success. And in a lot of ways, you can't ask for a better first big boy job than VCU, even given the circumstances, even given all the chaos of the portal. Zach and I talked briefly about Zeb Jackson. Zeb was a fifth-year senior this year, but he's still of the COVID era where everybody got a free year. And so they have filed paperwork retroactively to give him a red shirt for a year he got injured at Michigan, which would grant him an extra year of eligibility. Now, it's up to him. Does he want to use it? Does he want to use it here? Does he want to use it at UVA? He'll have a lot of options, for sure. But if he stays, and by the way, there's a photo floating around of him and the senior Martelli. They are like family friends going back. So that's not terrible as recruiting polls go. And Phil Martelli Sr. is going to join the staff as well. And he's, of course, as connected as anybody in basketball. If he stays, you've got at least an anchor, somebody who you can plant your flag on and say, we don't have zero guys. We have Zeb Jackson. And we're going to go get some other guys. The other thing we keep telling you is we're sprinting into the portal. We're not dilly-dallying into it. This weekend's the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. Next weekend is the Final Four. The national title game is on Monday, April 7th. That's not the biggest thing that's going to happen in college basketball that day. A court is expected to approve the revenue sharing agreement that morning, where college players will receive up to 20% of athletic revenues and schools can start paying players directly. That sets a lot of things in motion. One of them is, once that is approved, all NIL contracts have to be submitted to a central clearinghouse for evaluation and compliance. It doesn't happen right now. It's the Wild West right now. Now, we'll see how much teeth they have in enforcement. But if you're a coach, even if you're a good family man coach, like our guy Phil Martelli Jr. is, even if you're a good family man radio host like MP is, if you have the option of submitting all your contracts publicly for vetting or not doing that, I know which one we're all going to pick. And so what you're hearing is everybody is in a mad sprint right now to get their transfer deals done, to get their NIL done before April 7th, because any deals you do after April 7th go to the clearinghouse. And whether or not they get made public, they get vetted and they get counted against this. So any money you spend before April 7th, whatever you've got is kind of free money in a way. And that's what Phil Martelli Jr. is getting dropped into. It's not just a race against the other teams for players. It's a race against being able to spend that money on those players, too. Now, you've heard me say this a million times. This will create an untenable situation because on April 6th, a dude is going to be able to sign a $4 million NIL deal. And next April 6th, he's going to be told, we don't have money in the budget for that. cheating will happen. Don't worry about that. They'll find a way. They always find a way. But it'll get more complicated. You're going to have guys taking pay cuts in the 26th season. That will be interesting to watch because that's not how sports leagues work. They grow and they grow and the money grows. Well, now that you have the regulation, the regulations were baked into a time when it felt like a lot of money, and that's less money than they're spending. So we're barreling towards a situation here, which we're always doing in college sports. It's what we do. Also barreling towards a really fun Sweet 16 and Elite 8. So obviously tomorrow we'll get that broken down for you. We'll have all the fun. We'll have all the previews. And of course, we'll have the games for you. Westwood One live national coverage resumes tomorrow night right here on 910 The Fan. One more segment. We'll spend it with AWOD. It's a new coach day. We got that new coach smell here at the Fan Studios. We'll celebrate that. We'll break down the Phil Martelli Jr. hire. We'll send you off to AWOD Radio. We'll do it on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.